pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the Europa League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Also, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. That's the account where I post free plays and my opinions. But it's also where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet, which is the most significant thing I post every single month. The pinned tweet on that account is always the P&L from the previous month. At the moment, you can see the month of January. I'm intending to swap that in the next 24 to 48 hours with the month of February. But January delivered £3,094. Once converted to dollars, that's just shy of $4,000. It was bolstered by 14 units from NFL futures, and we capped off a very strong NFL season by going 13-5 with our Super Bowl card, which will be on the February P&L. Our futures record is now up to 82% all time after hitting another winning future tonight. It was the lock on the Champions League futures show for the round of 16. And we'll be looking to do the same here on this Europa League show as well. If you want any further information about lock betting, or if you want to just find the old spreadsheet, you can scroll down the X account, or you can head over to lockbetting.com to see all of the other spreadsheets. If you have questions, you can fire them over to me at the X account. My DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I encourage you guys to ask questions. I encourage you guys to do your due diligence. One of the main things that we do at LockBetting is we manage a bankroll impeccably and sensibly. We don't chase losing plays with bigger plays. We keep everything balanced. And taking that approach has led to 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is if I can keep winning for another 3 months, I've been undefeated in sports betting without a single losing month for 11 straight years. And that is the plan, to keep that going for 3 more months. And we do that by starting with the month of March. And if you want to be on board for the month of March, just simply head over to lockbetting.com. So let's move on with this Europa League show. We'll start by looking at the futures market, as we now know the 16 teams who will compete for this trophy. The playoff round is done, which saw the third place teams in the Champions League going up against the group runners up. But the favourite has not changed as a result of that. Liverpool remain the 2-1 favourites to lift this trophy. Bayer Leverkusen, the runaway leaders in Germany, almost certain to be the winners of the Bundesliga this season, are available at 7-2. That would go some way to erasing the mockery tag that they have been given in Germany of Bayer Leverkusen. That certainly won't be the case if they can win the league, and they may even win the treble because they are in the semi-finals of the cup. And obviously, they are still competing for this trophy, which is why they are the second favourites. It's a big jump then to AC Milan, the highest ranked team, to come through that playoff stage. They exited the Champions League, but now they are in the Europa League, and they are the 7-1 favourites to win this competition. Definitely think there's some value on that line, but it will be depend really on how Liverpool and Bayer Leverkusen approach this tournament. Will they slip on a banana peel because their second string teams or their rotated teams get caught out, or will they go all out in this competition? If they do, it's very difficult to see beyond anybody stopping them. But Milan are a solid dark horse at 7-1. Then it's a big jump to Brighton and Benfica, who are both priced up at 12-1. You have last season's Europa Conference League winners, West Ham, at 16-1. They are the same price as last season's runners-up, Roma, who are also at 60-1. You then have a cluster of teams on 22-1, Sporting Lisbon from Portugal, Atalanta from Italy, and Marseille from France have massively underperformed in their league this season. Bigger things were expected from them, but they have hit a little purple patch at this point of the season, so it could be worth watching them at that big price. Villarreal at 28-1, Freiburg and Rangers at 50-1, and everybody else is bigger than 150-1. So I'm now going to move on to looking at 5 of the 7 remaining first legs. Atalanta and Sporting Lisbon have already played. I'm going to look at the first legs, and I'm going to look at the qualification odds as I cover those first legs. I'm also going to have a look at one Europa Conference League game as well, the game between Ajax and Aston Villa. Definitely the tie of the round in the Europa Conference League, so I've decided that we are going to gloss over it. Before we do any of that, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $1,000, as well as an instant pick'em special. So visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. So let's move on to looking at these Europa League ties. One of the ties that we are skipping is the tie between Karabag and Bayer Leverkusen, as I do believe that one is going to be a one-sided affair. I think you can already pencil in Bayer Leverkusen as a team who will be in the quarterfinals. They've already dominated Karabag in the group stage. So Karabag are very unlucky to go up against them again. We start with what I think could be the tie of the round, as Brighton travel to Roma for the first leg. For this first leg, Roma are the 11-10 favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Brighton are the 2-1 underdogs to pick up the win in Rome. The qualification odds say that these two teams cannot be separated. It's 10-11 on Roma, and it's 10-11 on Brighton. I strongly fancy Roma to get off to a winning start in this tie, which will put them in a strong position to qualify. So I like Roma to qualify, and I like them on the money line to win this first leg. Out of the two, my main lean would be to take Roma on the money line, as I do feel that if they don't win this home leg, then Brighton are in a hugely advantageous position to make home advantage count. Roma have done their best work at home. They've done it for a couple of seasons. And De Rossi has come in and replaced Mourinho and has maintained that strong home record. Roma have won 13 of their 19 home games in all competitions so far this season. And I think they'll do the same against a Brighton team who do not travel well. They have lost 4 of their last 7 matches. They were beaten comfortably away to Fulham at the weekend, which we did predict on the EPL show. That was almost a lock. And they are still suffering with a number of key injuries, and that has been a major issue for them this season. They were already struggling, really, to deal with the Thursday-Sunday dichotomies. They didn't have a big enough squad. And now they are significantly depleted coming into this game. Roma under De Rossi have won 6 and drawn 2 of their 9 games under the new manager, only losing to Inter Milan, who have been a runaway train in Italy so far this season. Other than taking Roma to win, I do believe this could be a game that does deliver goals. Usually first legs can be tight and cagey, but 5 of Brighton's last 12 outings have actually gone over 4.5 goals, which is a crazy statistic. And Brighton don't tend to be in low scoring affairs, and they don't seem to be able to play any other way other than all out attack on the front foot. That is the De Zerbi way, and that is the Brighton way. But ultimately, I think Roma win this game, and I like them on the money line to win the home leg at 11-10. Up next, we move on to Liverpool's trip to Sparta Prague, where Liverpool are the 7-10 favourites to win here. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Sparta Prague are a 3-1 home underdog. Liverpool are just a winning machine at the moment. However, I do believe that this competition is probably their lowest priority. They've already won the Carabao Cup. I think the Premier League is number one. And for this particular weekend, the biggest Premier League game of the season for Liverpool is coming up, as Manchester City travel to Anfield in what has been a six-pointer over the years. And it is definitely a six-pointer again this weekend. So I cannot make a case for Liverpool at these short odds. Instead, I'm simply going to take Sparta Prague not to lose this first leg. So anything other than a Liverpool defeat, so that would be Sparta drawing or Sparta winning, means you cash this selection, which is available at plus money here at 6-5 plus 120. Sparta Prague are a team who are unbeaten at home this season, which obviously adds a lot of weight to the selection because it doesn't just make it all about Liverpool's team selection. They're a side who have won 16 of their 19 competitive matches, holding Copenhagen and Rangers to draws. Liverpool, meanwhile, they've lost their last two Europa League away games and have failed to win 6 of their last 13 on the road. So I do believe that Sparta Prague can maintain their unbeaten home record and extend it to 20, whilst Liverpool's concentration is elsewhere. I'm going to take Sparta Prague here in the double chance market. Sparta Prague with half a goal at the price of 6-5 plus 120 here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Benfica and Glasgow Rangers. Oh, sorry, one thing I did miss was the qualification odds for that tie. Liverpool are a minus 700 favourite, so I would wait. If we think Sparta Prague are going to get a positive result here, I would wait and see what the odds are after this tie. I don't think it will change much if it's a draw, because then it becomes a one-off cup tie and Liverpool will be widely expected to win at Anfield. But I'm not going to jump on at Liverpool here. It's minus 700 when I do expect a heavily rotated team for the first leg. So we move on to Benfica Rangers that we were talking about. Benfica are 4-7 favourites at home. It's 10-3 on the draw and it's 9-2 on Rangers. And before I forget again, the qualification odds see Benfica at 1-2 to qualify too. Same price as they are on the money line, with Rangers at 13-8. This is a real difficult job for Rangers to go to Benfica and get any kind of positive result. The only thing I think they'll be able to do, which is positive for them, is score a goal here. Both teams have scored in 4 of Rangers' last 5 Europa League games. But Benfica are a very, very difficult team to beat on their own patch. They've won 9 of the last 10 home games. And they also come into this one in a huge bounce back spot. Benfica's last result was actually a massive defeat at the hands of Porto at the weekend, where they were beaten away from home by 5-0. Now, they were down to 10 men, but they only went down to 10 men in the 61st minute. They were already 3-0 down, so it was already a woeful showing. As a result of that, Sporting Lisbon remain top, but they have a game in hand, so they're 1 point ahead of Benfica, who could have gone top. And Porto have closed the gap on Benfica to 6 points. Porto up to third. Benfica remain in second spot. So that was a terrible result, and I do think they'll be looking for a bounce back here as they return home. I think Benfica are a solid money line piece. Rather than taking Rangers to score, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the team total of Benfica, because I do think they'll win the game. So I'm going to tack on Benfica to win and over 1.5 goals. Because if Rangers do score, Benfica will need to score 2 goals to win this game. I do think that Benfica will ultimately win this game. And even if Rangers don't score a goal, I still think Benfica will be good for 2 goals here. That bumps the price up considerably. That takes it up to 4-5 minus 125, because Benfica individually to score 2 goals here to go over 1.5 goals is actually at 4-6 minus 150. So I don't know what the books are expecting here. I don't know whether they're expecting a tight and cagey outing for Rangers to come up here and set up with a defensive game plan. Obviously, teams are somewhat cautious for the first legs, but the over is still juiced here. The over is still available at 8-13. I'm talking about over 2.5 goals. So you would think that if it does go over, Benfica are going to be the ones scoring the goals, given that they are the favourite to win this game. I can't make a case for Rangers coming here and getting a positive result. I think Benfica win this first leg and ultimately put themselves in a strong position to qualify for the Europa League quarterfinals. Up next, we move on to the game here between Marseille and Villarreal, where Marseille are the 10-11 favourites on the money line. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's also 13-5 here on Villarreal. As for the qualification odds, you have them exactly the same. Marseille at 10 to 11 and Villarreal are also available here at 10 to 11. I see goals here in this game. That's going to be my main selection. As for who wins it, I do think Marseille will come out on top. They've been in a better run of form as of late, but I can't look past the goals here in this game. Marseille come into this one having won their last three in all competitions. They've also won their last three games in the Europa League as well, scoring at least three goals in each of those games. Now, if they score three goals again, we cash the over 2.5 goals automatically. It's a tough place to go to, Marseille, despite the fact their season hasn't been anywhere near as good as people expected. At home, they've been solid. They haven't lost since last May. So I'm backing them here to win the game. And my main lean will be that this will be a high-scoring game. Marseille have seen at least four goals in each of their home Europa League games, whilst Villarreal, they've scored eight times across their last two matches, conceding in both of them. Villarreal have really turned the corner as of late, since they picked up a shot victory at the Nou Camp, away to Barcelona, who aren't playing at the Nou Camp this season. Villarreal have been a goal-scoring machine and have been a very, very entertaining team to watch. I see nothing but an entertaining game here with Marseille coming out on top. But my main lean is going to be for the goals, which provides you with a lot of value given the data at 10 to 11 minus 110 on over 2.5 goals to be scored here in this one. The final game we're going to cover is Freiburg versus West Ham. We're skipping Milan versus Slavia Prague as, like the Leverkusen tie, I see that as a one-sided affair. I think Milan will go through to the quarterfinals, which means that I believe that the top three favourites will safely go through. That's Liverpool, Leverkusen and AC Milan. I believe they'll all go through. But the final game here is between Freiburg and West Ham, where it's 6-4 on both teams on the money line. Freiburg 6-4, West Ham 6-4 and it's 12-5 on the draw. It's different for the qualification odds, obviously, because West Ham here are the same price as Freiburg on their own patch. So the qualification odds make the reigning Europa Conference League champions the favourites to qualify at 4-6 minus 150, with Freiburg priced up at 5-4. West Ham have hit form at just the right time for the knockout stage, but Freiburg is a very difficult place to go to. Just ask Bayern Munich, who essentially had their title hopes ended when Freiburg managed to get themselves a late equaliser last Friday. That 2-2 draw, I think, spells the end of Bayern Munich's title hopes, but it's a big morale boost for Freiburg going into this game. I'm going to take Freiburg in the draw no bet market here because it's a push if the game is a draw, and you only lose if West Ham pick up a positive result here in Freiburg, which would be a win. I consider that to be a positive result. But given that Bayern Munich didn't win here, I'm happy to take a chance on Freiburg. That goes against West Ham's good current form. But the bigger picture tells you that West Ham haven't travelled great recently. They've lost five of the last eight away games in all competitions. And I believe they could be vulnerable here in Freiburg. The home fans will be very much behind them. They've actually had a disappointing season based on recent standards, so I think they'll be putting everything into this one. This could be a game that does deliver goals, as BTTS has cashed in seven of Freiburg's last nine games, while West Ham have conceded 14 goals in their last five outings. But ultimately, I think Freiburg as a pick provides too much value. I do believe that given their home record in recent years, that they should be a slight favourite here. So I think there's some value on them, and we'll take them in the draw no bet market here. Freiburg as a pick at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110 here for this one. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to be covering one of the Europa Conference League games because the tie of the round has paired Ajax and Aston Villa together. Aston Villa are the strong favourites to win the Europa Conference League this season. They're currently available at 5-2. We've taken them to win this competition since the beginning, and I still believe that will be the case. They travel to Amsterdam as a 4-6 minus 150 favourite to win this game. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 10-3 on Ajax. The qualification odds see Villa as an overwhelming 1-6 minus 600 favourite with Ajax available here at 4-1. I think that we see goals in this game. I think we see goals at both ends, but I think Villa have too much class for this current version of Ajax, who haven't been good this season. They sit outside the top four in Holland, and their supporters would have liked to run in the Europa Conference League, but unfortunately, they've met a team of Champions League calibre here in Aston Villa. Villa have won three games on the spin coming into this one, and they've won four of the last five in Europe. They've already beaten AZ Alkmaar home and away in the group stage, and that's a team who are 4 points ahead of Ajax at the moment this season. Now, I do think Ajax are better than AZ Alkmaar, but I also think Aston Villa want to concentrate on their Champions League hopes, which is finishing in the top four in the Premier League. So I think they're going to want to get this done in first leg. The hosts come into this one having won once across their last seven, and both teams have scored in eight of their last 10. So I'm going to take Villa and BTTS. I'm going to add that on. That jumps this play up to 2-1 plus 200. You're taking a Villa team who have won three straight games, scoring nine times. You're taking a Villa team who've won four of the last five in Europe, including home and away to AZ Alkmaar. And you're adding on BTTS because it's cashed in eight of the last 10 Ajax matches. And putting that together, you're getting 2-1 plus 200 here on that selection. Before we close out with the lock here on the show, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure you register ASAP and don't miss out. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys once again about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going to give you guys a double lock, because the future shows have been going out on the Soccer Gambling Podcast right here. but the weekly shows covering the individual games have been exclusive to the LockBetting podcast. So to those over at LockBetting.com and the podcast subscribers on the LockBetting feed, that is a feed which releases free podcasts every week, like the Bundesliga show. So make sure you subscribe to that. So you're going to get their lock and you're also going to get your futures lock as well. So a rare double lock here, so nobody misses out on anything. Let's begin with the futures lock. This is one of those asshole parlays. Four teams that I absolutely cannot see failing to qualify. We're going to take two from the Europa League and two from the Europa Conference League. The irony is, three of these games we haven't even covered. So this is a way to kind of have an interest in three additional games that we didn't talk about. But I do believe that all of these will be one-sided. I'm going to take Bayer Leverkusen and AC Milan to qualify from the Europa League. AC Milan are the best price selection here at 4-11. Leverkusen, not really worth adding, but they are going to be added anyway. They're at 1-12. So 1-12 by Leverkusen, 4-11 AC Milan. And the two selections from the Europa Conference League are Fiorentina at 1-7 minus 700 and Aston Villa at 1-6 minus 600 to advance over Ajax. So I do believe that Fiorentina and Aston Villa could be on a collision course to meet in a final. That would be the second year in a row that Fiorentina lose to an English team in the Europa Conference League final. If they do meet, I do believe they are the two strongest teams in that competition. The market also tells you that because they are the two favourites to win it, with Aston Villa at 5-2. Although the best price of 3-1 is available, and Fiorentina at 9-2. But if you shop around, the best price of 6-1 is available. So that's going to be your asshole parlay, your four-way parlay. And that returns £196 from a £100 stake. So close to even money plus 100. I'll run through it again. It's Leverkusen 1-12. It's AC Milan at 4-11. It's Fiorentina at 1-7. And it's Aston Villa at 1-6. And we call that the Arsenal Parlay. It's the Arsenal Futures Parlay. Two from the Europa Conference League and two from the Europa League. Four teams that I definitely see advancing in their respective competitions. The regular lock, or the first leg lock, is simply going to be on AS Roma on the money line to win the first leg against Brighton. We take that for all the reasons outlined. Roma is strong at home. They've won 13 and 19 in all competitions. Brighton have lost four of the last seven away and have a load of injury problems. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.